steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
That can make your hands clap.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have several accidents you need to know about. We still see the police working an accident at Bell Street in front of McGriff Auto. That's an accident with injury. We also have that accident at Mount Meigs and Boyce. We also now have an accident on I-85 northbound on the ramp to Taylor Road. It's on the right-hand side, so be careful if you pass through there. The police are already on that scene. And we have an accident on Vaughn Road out in the Matthews community, so if you're out that way, be careful there. Otherwise, our traffic's moving along pretty smoothly for this time of the morning. Be careful on the boulevard. There's lots of folks around the intersections. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and there's no big delays on the 31, so let's just be careful this morning. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack featuring 50 Cent wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
And now a star is born. On September 12, 1967, the world welcomed little baby Louis C.K.
Nurses, quickly, gather round.
Is there a problem, doctor?
No, he just likes it when you watch.
Louis C.K., a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7, sort of.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Tonight's the third Democratic Party presidential debate in Houston.
It's the first time we'll see frontrunner and former Vice President Joe Biden share a stage with Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's been steadily climbing in the polls. Others who qualified for the debate include Senators Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. A husband and wife wanted for murder in Arizona has been captured.
The U.S. Marshals say they nabbed Blaine and Susan Barksdale, who escaped custody last month. The couple was being transported from New York State to Tucson, Arizona, when they overpowered their guards in Utah. They're suspects in the death of a 72-year-old Tucson man who has been missing since April. They were also on the Marshals' 15 most wanted list.
Fox's Rob Dawson. America's listening to Fox News.
Another exercise in what if? What if everyone on the morning show sounded like the boss? No, not Rick Peters, Bruce Springsteen, Greg Budell. A recent study shows that 75% of men get up at night to go to the restroom. About what time do you get up for that?
Come the wee hours.
Jay Scott, I understand you've got a new car. What did you get? Emily Hayes. Getting back to the bathroom question, if husband gets up during the night to go and you're in the little girl's room, what's he doing? Bailey, the wonder dog. I understand there are those in the government who would bar foreign dogs from having chicken. What is your nation of origin?
Born in USA.
I thought so. And Rich Thomas, I understand you went out for Mexican food last night and accidentally ate a habanero toe jam ghost pepper. How are you feeling?
Ooh, I'm on fire.
A better you than me. Now stand by for three men and a lady. Rich, does it still burn?
Maybe we can get you some Pepto or something.
I have some in the car. Sell some blue if that works. It is 6 past 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1. We have 3 Men and a Lady. This is the Big Hour with Random Facts and Jay Scott, followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. I'll have the specials coming up. Emily Hayes is here with the forecast. Here's Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I hate to be the one to tell you, but it's going to be another very hot day today. I mean, we just keep doing this. We had 98 yesterday. I think we'll be very close to that today. Heat index above 100 again. Rain chances 20% or less. So not zero, but not good. The low tonight, 72. Tomorrow's high in the upper 90s again. Mid to upper 90s on Saturday. Maybe an isolated storm on Saturday. We'll put the rain chances about 20% on Saturday. And perhaps, we hope, a little higher on the rain chances by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I say perhaps because that tropical system we've been tracking with great hope that it would bring us some much-needed raindrops. Now there's some question marks on exactly where it may end up. Is it going to go west of us? Is it going to go east of us? We hope it goes right on top of us, but stay tuned for more. And by the way, if you watch my morning video this morning, way out there, oh, about 8 to 10 days from now, another possible hurricane that could perhaps threaten the United States and the Bahamas. That would be awful, huh? Keep you up to date on that. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 94% humidity, temperature 72 at 7:09. Oh, hi. You know, this is Rich again here to tell you about Plumbing by Lukewire. Because, you know, if it's, 2 in the morning or, let's say, in the middle of the weekend and you have a plumbing problem, well, the fact is plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why Plumbing by Lukewire is ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So now, at my house, it's no longer a problem of who in the world am I going to call, because it's going to be Plumbing by Lukewire. And as a matter of fact, I wish I would have known about that 10 years ago, but it was always an issue. Who am I going to get in touch with? They're very professional. The phone number is 264-9666. Give them a call, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Thank you, Rich. 9 past 7 o'clock. We've had a lot of action on the roads already, and I just got a refreshed update from the traffic dungeon. Let's see what's new.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have several accidents you need to know about. We still see the police working an accident at Bell Street in front of McGriff Auto. That's an accident with injury. We also have that accident at Mount Meigs and Boyce. We also now have an accident on I-85 northbound on the ramp to Taylor Road. It's on the right-hand side, so be careful if you pass through there. The police are already on that scene. And we have an accident on Vaughn Road out in the Matthews community, so if you're out that way, be careful there. Otherwise, our traffic's moving along pretty smoothly for this time of the morning. Be careful on the boulevard. There's lots of folks around the intersections. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and there's no big delays on the 31, so let's just be careful this morning. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack, featuring 50 Cent wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football, every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At 7:10 coming up, 4 things you'll regret wasting time on when you're older. And I think the group Whippersnappers, Jay and Emily, should pay close attention to this.
We're Whippersnappers, Jay.
Yeah.
I wish I was.
Well, you know, in a way you are. So am I. I mean, when we have those moments.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I don't know if it's on the list, but I'll tell you what. One thing you should learn immediately is to sleep in a good mattress. You spend a third of your life on it.
Mr. Sandman.
And we just happen to be connected to the man that can make that happen for you at a great price. Hello, Mr. Sandman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning. It's a great day to buy a mattress. And, you know, you can buy your wife a diamond at my store.
What?
A diamond mattress.
Oh.
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah. They're a lot cheaper than other diamonds.
Yeah. You have carrots?
They may not. Well, we can get some carrots, but okay. You shouldn't eat in bed. It's messes up everything.
I got you.
But yeah, we carry Diamond mattress. We're the only person in Alabama that probably carries this product, maybe east of the Mississippi. But it is a fabulous mattress. We're selling quite a few of them. We have to order them when you come in. We've got six different models to choose from. They are fabulously comfortable. They've got the cool technologies so that you sleep cooler at night. They are hybrids. They have, you know, the premium foams on top of a pocket coil system, so they work great on the adjustable bases we sell a lot of. And they're just a fabulous mattress. They're not, you know, they're not a cheap mattress. They range anywhere from, you know, 900, probably about 800 to about 1900, but they are really, really nice mattresses, and people are enjoying them quite a bit. The people who've bought them have called me back and told them they've never slept better. But we also have great mattresses from Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Sutherland, and some other companies that, you know, we have really nice mattresses for well under $1,000, queen or king set. So, you know, and we have headboards, got lots of headboards. If you need a full-size bed, you know, headboard, footboard, just a headboard, come see us. We've got a huge selection of those, queens and kings, a lot of metal beds, a few wood beds, one left. List after yesterday, but sold out of. But a lot of mattresses, a lot of beds, great prices. We have prompt delivery. We have no interest financing. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen in my Millbrook store, which is closing. And so some extra special buys up there, but, you know, great buys in Montgomery also. Millbrook's 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side in a little shopping center next to the Citgo. And we're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
We appreciate you, sir.
Thank y'all.
Have a great day. 7:13.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, isn't this good?
Uh-oh. I airheadedly nabbed the good news story earlier in the morning, so I've come up with something else for Emily for her second.
Well, yeah, I have two options here, but I'm going to go with the one that made the catchiest headline.
I see what you did there.
Here's yet another new angle for you to use as you attempt to get your kid or yourself to eat more vegetables. Heinz just announced a new version of its ketchup that blends in other vegetables. The new ketchup is made out of tomatoes, carrots, and butternut squash. And 25% of the ketchup is made up of those added vegetables, while there's zero corn syrup and 25% less sugar than regular ketchup.
No, what does it taste like?
Exactly, Rich. What does it taste like? Well, Heinz says they managed to maintain the same distinctive taste, but there's not any independent proof yet that that's true. It's hitting stores now. Only time will tell.
I will try that, but I remember my mama, my kid sister was born, the physicist. She said, I am not going to allow her to get into the ketchup habit. So, Kimmy, never as
the
a kid.
The ketchup habit?
Well, we went through gallons of ketchup because we were all, you know, the first three of us were part of the ketchup generation.
I love ketchup.
See, my mom doesn't like Heinz. She'll only eat Heinz.
I'm a Heinz snob, too.
I'm not so hardcore about it, but we had some Hellman's ketchup because it's all natural or whatever. It's sweetened, like the little bit of sweetness that's in it is from honey and stuff like that.
I didn't know they were in.
Yeah, they are. Business. I tried to pass it off to a stepdaughter. She was not buying it.
Can't say that I blame her, but we were talking about habits earlier during our TV segment. Ketchup is not keto. I have not put ketchup on anything now for over 3 months.
Keto confuses me.
I mean, I don't drown anything in it. I just like it as a little adjunct flavor to a bite of steak or a french fry.
Ketchup on your steak.
But I don't, not all steaks.
Steak burgers?
Well, the whatever that enormous burger is at Baumhauer's that I got last night, the double burger.
Mm-hmm.
No, a little honey mustard dip, and I had broccoli instead of french fries.
Love broccoli. Love steamed broccoli.
It's good. Look at me. I'm the picture of health.
Bailey loves steamed broccoli.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
You want me to start bringing broccoli in instead of chicken?
No, she likes her broccoli with chicken.
With chicken. Gotcha. That is your good news.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
All right, coming up, Random Facts with Jay Scott. Listen closely. Get your note-taking devices handy because at the end, we will play and you can win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz at 717, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A death investigation is now underway after a woman's body was found last night in the Dollar General parking lot in Highland Home. Right now, officials have not identified the woman or released a cause of death. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus's Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. These allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. And the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with a new notification law. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, what the person in the car next to you is thinking.
With all these vape shops about to go out of business, who would have thought the donut shops would be the strip mall's sole survivor? I think I have time to go get a donut.
That was what the person in the car next to you was thinking.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this show, I love it. I stay tuned to it more and more. They really are the best, and all them other stations, they just leave me bored. On my morning drive out on the highway, they entertain me, that's for sure. Hey, this show, I love it. I stay tuned to it more and more.
And now, Jay Scott says, take these
random facts
and shove them into your brain where they can be useful to you in your life.
See, that's good.
That was good. That's
good.
It was good. Thank you. It was different.
It had a donut in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't do that often.
I don't eat donuts. I haven't had a donut in 3 months.
It's not keto.
No.
And you don't put ketchup on your keto donut.
And honey mustard is just barely keto.
Well, the mustard and the mayo is okay.
Is Random Facts keto?
Yeah, is it keto friendly?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. What about paleo?
I try to keep it that way.
What about Fox?
Fox.
Random Fox.
Random Fox.
Random Fox.
20th.
That's great. Now I've got tomorrow's intro. Thank you. I'm all set for tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
It's the last day of the week. I'll be going out with a bang. He just gave me an
idea. Oh, it's convoluted intro.
On something
you.
I have in the system that I can use tomorrow.
Okay.
Don't ask us to remind
Don't forget
you.
It. Yeah.
Don't forget it.
Oh, before I forget, I said I would say hello to Karami's mom.
Oh, yeah.
She's the server that takes unbelievably great
she's
care
amazing.
Of her 5 hours.
She's amazing.
Hot.
And her mom is a goddess. Great to spend time with you and Chris last night. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know where the word quarantine comes from?
Quarry.
Quarantine.
No.
Quarter.
No.
Where does it come from?
Quarantine derives from an Italian word called quarantra. Quarantra means 40. Because in times of the Black Death, ships had to wait outside the port for 40 days to prove that they weren't infested.
Oh.
Wow.
What an awful time to be alive.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about the good old days.
The good old days. I don't know about that.
Quarantine.
Quarantine. That's where that comes from. Did you know the Singapore passport is the strongest passport in the world in terms of travel freedom, followed by Japan and then the UK. Singapore citizens have visa-free or visa-on-arrival access to 180 countries and territories, including the world's three largest economies, China, the United States, and the EU, with the exception of India.
India. I wonder why.
I don't know.
It is new.
Something to do with cows?
Don't know. Something with India, but yes.
Okay.
Did you know the Zucker brothers? Yep. You know who they are, the airplane films.
The airplane guys, the
Zucker
neighbors
that
gave us.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Well, one of their smaller films called Top Secret.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
With the giant telephone.
Yeah.
And the Ford Pinto that explodes when it gets barely touched from behind. Hilarious.
Yeah.
They made a facial mold of actor Peter Cushing's face for a small role as a Swedish bookstore owner. That facial mold, 32 years later, was used to recreate his face for a CGI appearance in the Star Wars film Rogue One.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Really?
Because they used him again as his, Tarkin, I think was his name. They used him again in that film. Kind of like they used Princess Leia.
Right.
At the end of that film, but it was like a de-aged, it was an amazing version, you know.
Question,
go ahead. Yes,
question,
Greg.
Professor Scott, is the Leia, has the Star Wars with the late Carrie Fisher come out yet? Is that the one that's coming out this year?
That's the one coming out this year, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comes out in December.
Thank you.
So, but yeah, they used that mold from Top Secret. Did you know that most soap is designed to remove bacteria, not kill it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't kill off the bacteria. Some of it does.
The thing is, and I hate to be that person, but I will be.
Always that person.
Shut up. Like, you've got to be exposed to some bacteria in your life to be able to build up immunities to it. And this whole...
I make my own.
My stepmom, bless her, she is one of those people that always has a little bottle of antibacterial everywhere she goes. And I mean, just walking out of the studio and walking back in, she would use... Well, that's okay, because it's the studio.
You know.
But I mean, like, every other second, Sarah's got that, and she's...
But I think you're right, though.
All the...
We have stronger immune systems, those of us who
played in dirt.
Yeah, I mean, I grocery stores now, I notice everybody will put disinfectant on the...
On the shopping cart
Shopping
rail?
Carts, and we never did stuff like that.
It's the nanny state.
You know,
in some instances, totally understand it. Totally agree with it. When you go into hospital waiting rooms and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Now, I wash my hands. Yeah.
I missed the good old days when my mother could smoke while she was in the vegetable department at the Jewel Tea.
But I will tell you, at the airport, when you got those handrails on the escalator,
mm-hmm.
I don't like touching.
I never think about it.
At all.
I have a great immune system. It's amazing.
I still won't touch a public. I won't touch anything inside a public bathroom.
That's how I learned karate. It's that move.
How do you get out? How do you open the door? How do you
claw thing?
Oh.
I use either the shirt or I grab a.
Yeah, really? if it's one of the bathrooms where it's the automatic hand dryer
thing, those.
Then you have to kind of use the, like Jay said, the tail of your shirt to kind of get the door. I get the door open just enough to get my foot in between it and kick it open.
And then kick it open, yeah.
But those. If it's the one that still has paper towels or whatever, hang on to the paper towels and then Kobe.
At the Exxon station.
Those hand blowers. Okay, so you got to turn it two or three times to get dry,
right.
And then you got second-degree burns on your hand because your hair is so hot. I used to be able to turn those so I could dry my hair.
You told me that.
Listen, but at the moment,
your hair wet in the bathroom.
I still have to wash. Well, I still have to dry them on my pants.
Have you ever been to a place that's got the Dyson hand dryers?
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Like you stick your hands in,
yeah,
and it's amazing.
Those were you. By the way, those were used in some TV show that was supposed to be set in the future.
The Dyson hand dryers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those things are flipping powerful, man. Carry on.
All right, good. Did you know the residents of the International Space Station will witness every day 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets?
Sunrise, sunset.
That must take some adjustment when you get back here and there's only one of each every day.
Right? That you go through that whole set. It's got to be strange.
It's got to throw your body clock off.
The ISS travels at 17,100 miles per hour, orbiting the Earth every hour and a half. Did you know baseball, in fact, of the major sports... The Major League Baseball is the only one that has this. It is a golden ticket. It will get the holder into any regular season game.
Okay.
For the rest of their life. Players get one after 8 years.
Wow.
It has also been given to astronauts and former POWs. It grants free admission to MLB games for life to any player, manager, coach, or umpire with at least 8 years of MLB experience. Full-time front office personnel, including general managers, marketing, and public relations officials, after 25 years of service, they will get one.
That's good.
Right? You know, this is how much has changed. When we were in Little League in Chicago, all the kids that were in a sanctioned Little League got a golden ticket that allowed you to go into the bleachers at Wrigley Field for any Cubs home game because nobody went to them. They never drew a million people. They were just trying to get somebody into the ballpark to chow down on a wiener or have a soda, spend some money. And, of course, the bleacher bums became a phenomenon in 1969, and they ended that program.
Yeah.
Make room for the drunks.
To use it, pass recipients do not have to call in advance. They just show up at the stadium's designated VIP window and gain entrance for themselves and a guest, although it does only apply to regular season games.
How much, again, does it cost?
It doesn't.
You get it as a reward.
Yeah.
Oh, you
get it as a player after 8 years of playing in the major leagues.
I see.
You might get it if you're an astronaut or a POW.
Now, is it something that you can transfer to somebody, like, upon your passing?
That I do not know. Looking at this one, no, because this is Jose Bautista's card. And it is engraved in gold.
Wow.
Lifetime pass. How about
so that? I don't see that that's going to be something he could transfer to somebody else.
By the way, he's an idiot. He talked his way out of the game. What a moron.
The actual idea from this came from a guy named Ford Frick.
Ford Frick. Ford
is that
C. Frick.
With or without an E?
No E.
No E.
Ford C. Frick.
Ford Frick. He issued the first pass when he was serving as the National League. Serving as National League in the 1930s.
He is the man that wrote the first biography of Babe Ruth.
The first lifetime pass was presented to a Boston Red Stockings shortstop. Do you know who it might be?
Red Sox shortstop. Ooh.
No.
Let's go with Duffy Lewis.
Satchel Paige.
George Wright.
George Wright.
George Wright.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. Next random fact. Did you know, because of the syllables, or the syllables, it takes longer to say WWW than it does to say World Wide Web?
That's interesting. It's true, too.
We talk about how when the internet first came out on television, when we were giving a an address and we wouldn't say, you know, biscuits.com. We would say www:// No. Actually, we'd start with
HTTP.
Yeah, right. That's the early days of that's what you would do.
I'm glad they rigged it so I can just hit like brianjewelry.com, that kind of thing. Much easier.
Exactly.
Did you know, in the United States and Europe, metal retrieved from cremated bodies is melted down and turned into plane parts, car parts, road signs, and things like that. Any money made off of this must be donated to charity.
That means that thing that's stuck in my back from that failed surgery will one day maybe part of a 787 or something.
I have a question.
You're going for cremation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time I go through the airport or I get the wand attack, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
My knees always ding, ding, ding.
Your knees?
My knees.
Your knees set off the alarm?
Yeah. There's no metal in my knees.
Is that where they put the chip?
You could be high on iron.
No, I have an iron deficiency, if you must know, Greg.
I was curious. That explains a lot.
All right.
I don't know how.
I just said that for the...
Anywho.
So TSA now dings when...
Yeah, I go through the full... Like, if I do the full body scanner, you know, and I'm in there, and I got my arms up and my feet on the little feet outline thing or whatever, and I come out and I see the full body scan, and there's a square over my knee. And so then they'll hit me with the wand, and then my knee's going...
And you know what? You so fit the profile of somebody who's going to try and break into the cockpit of a plane and crash.
I just want a Diet Coke while I'm flying. That's all.
One of these not so, you know, I don't necessarily like this random fact, but I'm
using
it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, it just shows how horrible things were, and I'm going to talk about Natalie Wood.
All right. No.
Don't do the joke.
Okay. No.
Whatever. What's the joke?
Don't do the joke.
He said don't do it. The only wood that doesn't float.
Oh, yeah.
You just swallowed.
That's the Lord.
You're so naughty.
That's the Lord telling you shouldn't have said that joke.
That, Mr. Thomas, is your slap from God.
Yeah.
Jay?
When Natalie Wood was 7 years old, her mother was apparently very horrible. Her mother would tear up butterflies in front of her to get her to cry for a scene in a World War II movie where she played an orphan.
Oh, God.
I saw that. I know that movie. I hate that movie.
Yeah.
To make her cry.
This goes back to the whole, everything they did to, God, now her name's complete. Dorothy. Who played that?
Judy Garland.
Do you know Natalie Wood was the little girl in Miracle on 34th Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the best crier on TV or movies with women? I got to vote for Renee Zellweger. Her eyes are never open.
They're open now.
She plays Judy Garland in that movie.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
She's doing
as Judy
Garland.
Is that the one that's coming out?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she seems to nail it.
Claire Danes always seems like she's crying about something.
Did you know that with one exception, Minnie Mouse never spoke between 1952 and 1986.
Because she knew her place.
That is...
How about that for synchronicity?
That is the second comment on this thread. Was like, she knew her place. The exception came in 1974 when Janet Waldo provided the voice of Minnie for a Disney holiday album. She would then go silent again until Russi Taylor took on the mantle in 1986 Totally Minnie television special. She remained the voice of many until her recent death.
Gee, I wonder if we can still stream that show.
This July, a replacement voice actor has not yet been announced. And finally, did you know, upon being selected Speaker of the House of Commons in British Parliament, the successful candidate is physically dragged to the Speaker's chair by the other MPs.
What do you mean? Like, what? By the collar? Or are they in a rolly chair?
I don't necessarily know.
See, these facts need a visual follow-up, but then that it's doesn't help the people at home.
It's worth noting that in modern times, dragged to the Speaker's chair means led by the hand to the Speaker's chair. But in previous times, it was done that because the position historically came with the unpleasant task of informing royalty that the House of Commons position on an issue might be at odds with what the monarchy believes.
With a crown.
No sitting speaker has been executed, but five former ones were, because they disagreed with the crown. Monarchy. Yes.
Oh. Oh. Okay, you guys are going to caucus on our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. I'm going to acquaint you with this week's specials at Food Outlet.
Hey, please, Dave.
Ma, please.
They have, it's cost plus 10 throughout the store, so you're going to save on everything. Those buns this morning were sure fine buns from Food Outlet.
They were sure fine.
79 cents for a pack of eight. What are you paying at the chain grocery stores? I could ask you this about everything on this list of specials, but the entire store is cost plus 10, so you'll save on everything in every department, from dairy to meat to bread and more, even household items. T-bones this week, though, are on special at $4.85 a pound. USDA T-bone steaks, $4.85 a pound. Compare that price to what you're paying at the chains. Chicken leg quarters, a 10-pound bag of those, $3.80. And our friend Chuck Roast is back at $2.96 a pound.
Chucky.
In the meat department, a roll, a pound roll of Tennessee Pride pork sausage, hot or regular. I like the hot for meat loafing. $1.97. Those are normally $3. And Juicy Jumbo, a 15-ounce package of Brian hot dogs, $2, or two rather, for $3. It's a buck and a half a piece. It's like stepping back in time when you go to Food Outlet. You're going to be happily surprised at how much you can save. Serious bucks. Three locations to do it: 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main in the Preferred Community, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. And I will see you there Sunday morning between 7:30 and 7:30. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that question, and here's Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about those crazy astronauts orbiting the Earth in the International Space Station. Every day they witness how many sunrises and sunsets?
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
As we roll on through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a couple of slowdowns on the interstate. We have one between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road on I-85 southbound. And you know we've got one on I-65 southbound around the river bridges, so be careful if you're coming in from Prattville. The boulevard traffic is moving along pretty well. We don't see a lot of problems, but it's real busy around the intersections. And Highway 231 coming out of Wetumpka is real crowded this morning. Be careful around the Jasmine Hill Road area, the Redland Road traffic light, and when you get down around the boulevard. School zones are in effect. Watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, time to say, oh my goodness, Timmy. Tim, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are you ready to win today's pop quiz question?
I hope so.
All right. Oop, yep, there you go. All right, how many times do the astronauts in the ISS, how many times do they see a sunrise and a sunset every day?
Is it 17?
Oh.
It's
no.
Not 17.
It's That's not 17. No.
That would have been my guess. I heard you do the...
No.
Yeah, it's not 17, Tim.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
All right.
Well, we need to remind Tim that he has qualified for our end of the week grand prize drawing.
He's not a loser.
No.
And he could be a winner.
You may win a tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's on Friday.
That's true.
That is a party sized tray of wings and gooey fries.
And they cannot get them on the space station.
No.
Those, that. So.
There you go. Serena.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Serena. You've been trying all week.
I have.
Is this the day that it finally happens?
It is the day.
Okay.
How many times?
16.
That is correct.
Yay!
Timothy was just off a little bit.
Well, I must have been a little off, too, because I thought 17.
That's weird, because it's the same thing that happened yesterday. There was a numerical answer,
yep.
And the person was one off.
Yeah.
I think I need more RAM in my brain. Because
memory is RAM.
That's what I was inferring. So you have $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. Which one do you like to visit?
Usually the one in Prattville.
Okay. Hang on. Jay's going to get you jam up a jelly time. Hey, let's say hi to Keith from Santuck.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I almost did it. Good. Came in number three. I'll take it.
But you didn't even, you told me when I answered the phone, you didn't hear the question.
Yeah, I heard astronauts, and I'm like, this show is so huge now, you had to be so fast.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks listen, guys.
Well, it's always nice to have the chance to say, hi, Keith, you take care of yourself. They're coming up. Barney the Dinosaur, we always reference Barney between 7:30 and 8 because we know we have lots of moms and dads and kids, and he's going to address the very serious subject of emotions. Also, finalist for the National Toy Hall of Fame. And more coming up right now at 7:42.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
People are coming up to me and say, it's never been this consistently hot for this long. I mean, it just seems like it's never going to end. Very hot again today with a high in the upper 90s. Heat index above 100 again. And the rain chance to 20% or less today. Not zero, but it's going to be hard to find the showers on the radar. Tonight's low 72. Upper 90s again tomorrow. Mid to upper 90s Saturday. Maybe an isolated storm, excuse me, somewhere in the area. Then we hope an increasing rain chance for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I say it that way because it all depends on where this tropical system currently over the Bahamas goes. Yesterday we were feeling pretty good that it might be coming into Alabama. Now there's some question marks on where this system might end up. So keep your fingers crossed. Right now this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is 72 at 7:44.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Passion is a critical ingredient to success in any business, in any walk of life, and we all have something that we're very passionate about. At Montgomery Eye, it is your vision, and this is what's driven them over three quarters of a century since the end of World War II to become the preeminent eye care facility here in the River Region, and not just on everyday vision needs, but LASIK. You know, they've done over 10,000 LASIK procedures. Dr. Swan and Chin are two of the very best in the world when it comes to performing those procedures. And with advancements in technology and experience, the price has become increasingly consumer-friendly. But step one is to see the refractive surgery counselor, for which there is no charge. They will determine whether your vision can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. That number is 271-3804, 271-3804. You can learn more about LASIK and this incredible team of people. Imagine that, three quarters of a century of service at onlinemep.com. That's the word, onlinemep.com. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Fox Business at 7:45.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart is offering you unlimited grocery delivery for $98 a year. The same delivery service will be offered in 1,400 stores in 200 markets. It's the latest move as Walmart competes with Amazon's grocery service. The orders will be filled by local stores and require a minimum order of $30. Hertz shares are higher. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn now owns more than 30% of the car rental company. The investment was revealed in a government filing. President Trump is delaying higher tariffs on some imports from China by 2 weeks until after the trade talks resume. The U.S. proposed to delay the increases as an act of goodwill because they were to be imposed October 1st, which is the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
And now, what the person in the car next to you is thinking.
All I want is a simple life. I want to wake up late, sip on coffee, and read old books. I also want a spaceship and a pet dragon. Hey, use your blinker, dorkwad.
That was what the person in the car next to you was thinking.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus's Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. These allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. A death investigation is underway after a woman's body was found last night in the Dollar General parking lot in Highland Home. Right now, officials have not identified the woman or released a cause of death. And the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with the new notification law. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravitaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about talking about emotions.
Listen up.
When you are feeling sad, guilty, happy, scared, or mad, if you keep all these things locked inside, they'll eat you till the day you die. Talk about your feelings, kids. Yes, even if you have emotionally stunted parents who can't handle their own baggage, you should talk about whatever's bothering you. Don't just sit there in a corner while you stew. If your parents tell you to shut up, they will only have to put up all the money for the shrink they send you to. Talk, talk, talk about your feelings, kids, or someday you'll end up like your dad. Barney loves you.
Yeah, end up like your dad. Thanks. It's 7:50. Actually, this is true. Just if I may take a moment. I finally realized, and I did tell her, because my daughter could be very hair trigger, right?
Yeah.
I said, the reason you react that way to me is because you see the same thing in yourself and you don't like it.
Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Sounded like she just ran. And the Emily siren was.
Let me broaden this. Broaden this therapy. Oh, he's which you're getting for free.
Well, yeah. That wasn't very clear what you said.
Maybe if I speak sunny for a minute, it'll make more sense.
Okay.
No, this is true for pretty much anybody in any set of circumstances. When you don't like the way somebody handles a situation, or you just don't like the way they are in general, sometimes it's because they mirror behaviors you have and don't like. In other words, you see what you don't like about yourself in that other person.
Very, very possible. I have had, it's very few, but there are some people who I have they've done nothing to me, but I just can't stand them. But they've actually done, there's very, very few.
So but you're not sure why.
I have no reason. I have no justifiable reason other than the fact that I don't like
you know what that makes you? That makes you a human being. We all have somebody. They're not harming us. They're not trying.
Right. But, yeah, but you feel
there's
different
about
them.
You can't, yeah. You know. Especially with people we see on TV. Some people like news anchor A, and some people don't.
Yep.
And the reason that some people don't may have no basis in any journalistic skill of the person. There's just something.
And
about
I'm not you know, mean towards those people or vindictive towards it, whatever. It's just one of those weird things.
I can't imagine Jay being mean to anybody.
No, everybody loves Jay. Be more like Jay.
You say that as in it's.
I can't stand it.
That because I've been in meetings with the boss. Where he says, everybody loves Jay, be more like Jay.
Well, how come you can't do that?
Because I'm not Jay.
Ouch.
Lower that mic just a tad here.
You know, I've decided that my time is precious and I'm no longer going to spend it around people that I am not, you know, 100% comfortable with or friends with or have these things that Jay has
so we're not going to do stuff together anymore.
Yeah. hate to let you guys know, but
when I was
work
driving,
relationship when that's
I was,
it
when I was driving to Florida and I was on Interstate 10, it was after I sent you that picture. I was listening to you guys on the app, and you, I don't know what happened, but you said we never do anything together, and I almost ran off the road. It was very funny.
You sent the picture, you know, you sent it to Rich. You didn't let us know that you got there safely.
No. We just have this thing about I-10. It's kind of just a thing.
Hey, Emily, let's do something.
And you're not invited to the I-10 club.
Emily, why don't we do something together? Why don't we go to Jubilation tonight?
I have other plans.
See? I invited. And then she...
You already knew that I had other plans. Don't go on the air and try to make it sound like you're trying to extend the olive branch of friendship that I have other plans.
How about the fresco?
Yeah, big goober.
Can I give you a fresco?
Do you have another fresco? Because I've finished mine.
She'd be my friend.
He has a big goober.
Fresco. I'd rather drink paint thinner.
You know what? Fresca's amazing, and I won't stand for that kind of talk.
Want some White Claw?
No, I'm not a White Claw person. I like my liquor brown.
Things we have yet to cover this morning, but will be coming up. The 12 finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Ooh!
And our conundrum. Start thinking about it. We're not quite ready to take calls. But
that
start
excites
thinking
me.
Are something that almost 9 out of 10 people, a power or skill they wish they had.
Flying.
That's not it. But we can eliminate that when we start today's conundrum. Win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Visiting the category of cars, and this is my responsibility to get you acquainted with the vehicles and choices you have under $10,000. We had such a great call on the afternoon show this week from another happy Jack Ingram customer. And in addition to being excited about the vehicle she found, it was the way she was treated that made all the difference in the world. And that credit goes to the leadership of Tip Tames at the team over there. They're all great. No matter which aspect of the car purchase you're dealing with, you know, have 22 financing options. So if you need wheels, but you've been afraid to shop because you think your credit's going to wind up with you being rejected, you need to give them a chance to get you done. Because they've done this, they've made that miracle happen. And you know what? You don't want to have to buy a car from a place that's going to whack you with a 20%+ interest rate with no service. I see those spots on TV. Or buy that car sitting on the side of Taylor Road right after you cross the bridge over 85. Mm-hmm. That's like a one-car lot. There's always a different vehicle sitting there with a sign.
And there's a different one now.
Go to people who vet what they sell, meaning they check each and every vehicle out before they put it on their lot. That's Jack Ingram. Signature used cars. Shop with confidence at 235 Northeastern Bypass or online at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
As we make our way through the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see what may be one accident on the Troy Highway at Virginia Loop Road. Other than that, everything is moving along pretty well this morning. If you're on I-65, you've got a big slowdown coming into the downtown area out of Prattville, and if you're headed north on 65, it's real slow right at the interchange going that way as well. I-85 is moving along pretty well. We have a little slowdown between Chantilly Parkway and the Taylor Road exit, so be careful there. Traffic on the Wetumpka Highway is pretty busy. Be careful around the Redland Road traffic light when you get down around the boulevard. And keep in mind, our school zones are still in effect. School zone speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at